Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audion Atom, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audion Atom is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audion Atom has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audion Atom to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audion Atom is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audion Atom, you can hear life again.
Drake's getting trolled again, and for once, it's not by Kendrick Lamar.
And Eric Benet sharing a weird award show experience with Joe Jackson.
And later, we're dishing with the latest eliminated contestant from The Masked Singer. But first,
let's get dish started!
Okay, the Diddy stories just keep on coming.
Child.
And I told you that we won't stop. And there's one involving Denzel Washington. Now, don't worry, Denzel ain't in trouble, but he reportedly had a confrontation with Diddy back in the day. Now, according to a Us Weekly source, Denzel and his wife Paulette were at an all-night Diddy party back in 2003 when things took a turn. Now, the source said, Denzel screamed, "You don't respect anyone." They had seen something and stormed out. I wonder what he could have seen.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Now, who you think would have wanted a fight, like, in a prime? Like,
2003 Denzel?
Well, is that still prime Denzel? Or is prime Denzel glory?
Wow. Man.
You know what? When he played Hurricane, the boxer. All right.
That's late 90s Denzel,
such
wasn't it?
Such a movie
it?
Person. Yeah. I missed all of that.
Yeah.
So Denzel, after he played Hurricane, when he was 49
in 2003.
Versus Diddy on a little bit of cocaine in 2003.
But are they covered in baby oil? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That could have been
advantage Diddy.
I'm just kidding. He was the Hurricane. Come on. All right. Okay. It's a slippery slope. Okay. Eric Benet and Halle Berry were married in the early 2000s, but after they split up, some people just wouldn't let him forget it.
Nope.
Several years after their divorce, Eric was at an award show sitting in front of the late Joe Jackson, father of Michael and Janet. Now, Eric didn't know Mr. Jackson, but Joe decided to mess with him. Check it out.
All of a sudden, I can feel the heat of somebody who was right on my neck. Right on my neck. And this is exactly what I heard. Halle Berry.
Then, after it happened a second time, Eric asked him to stop, and Joe said, "I'm just playing with you."
Wow.
Is that awkward or is that funny?
Funny.
That's funny?
Yeah, because this older man knows who you were married to, and it's Joe Jackson. I mean, that was cute. Eric should have laughed it off and said, "Yeah, Catherine."
Yeah, but don't nobody want no...
Yeah! Catherine! Okay. That would have been funny as hell.
Yeah, but who want Michael Jackson daddy on their neck?
Huh?
Nobody.
Don't nobody want Michael Jackson daddy on their neck.
Especially not Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and like, and as well as things like, you know, it's a famous elder.
Yeah.
It's one thing to respect your elders, but it's like a famous elder of an iconic pop star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if it was a normal dude on the street, maybe you'd push him. You know, but it's Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
It would be Joe.
You think Joe could have beat Diddy?
Yes.
Prime Joe?
Yeah. An unoiled Joe Jackson.
never mind. Boop, boop.
Oh, that's
out of that.
All right, TJ Holmes and Amy Robach has taken a big step, y'all. They moved in together about a month ago.
Ooh.
But it was not by choice. Okay, so on their podcast, Amy and TJ, they said Amy's 21-year-old daughter and her roommate had to vacate their apartment due to roaches because there were squatters next door to them. Well, Miss Amy let them have her place temporarily until they get a new apartment, and she said, knock yourselves out. I'll be at TJ's.
Oh, wow.
Sound like a setup to me, dog.
That is a damn. So she always wanted to move in with that damn man, honey. She thinks she's sick. And roaches ain't killed nobody yet. So,
got a point.
Hell,
no, we don't.
Please.
Do you think they're going to make it living together?
Well, they've made it this far.
That's my thing is they've already been through pretty intense sort of public trauma and drama. I don't think living together is going to break this.
If you lost your job together, you can kind of live with that person.
Yeah. What they breaking up now for?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What advertisements are airing on their podcast? Is it like 23andMe where they're like, think you might have some siblings? Like,
what's that one site when if you wanted to have an affair, you joined it?
Ashley Madison?
AshleyMadison.com.
Like, yo, what if we found their email addresses and just typed it into AshleyMadison.com and they'd be like, already has an account.
Wow.
You've used Facebook to log in on this profile before. That's your email. All right, so it's October, so it's time to think about Halloween costumes. Wow. And Fashion Nova is here to help. They're selling what they call a BBL booty butt pad costume accessory. Say that five times fast. Now, by itself, it sounds pretty generic, but then they got a Drake lookalike wearing the pad along with a poppy shirt and colored hair clips just like the ones Drizzy Drake wore in his music video 8 a.m. in Charlotte. Now, if you Drake, are you gonna like lawyer up?
What are you gonna do?
Oh.
You can't, like, that's not, I mean, it's close enough that we all know, but I don't think it's so close that it's any kind of trademark infringement.
Well, you could send the same cease and desist that he allegedly sent to Kendrick Lamar to stop doing the song.
But are they calling him a queen friend?
Well, that's what it looked like with the booty pads. But it's wholesome.
Wholesome.
No.
More like some hoe.
Oh, come on.
That's cute.
Oh my God.
Wait, give me some.
Is this, so that's, okay, I need somebody to clear this up for me. Did he get a butt implant?
No, it's just funny to say. Mm-hmm. And it made a great AI meme song. Mm-mm. Like, I don't think, in the history of Drake, I don't think nobody ever seen him with his cheeks out.
Who's dressing up as BBL Drizzy for Halloween?
Definitely not me.
Why not?
Because, like, yo, like, what for? Like,
he's a rapper, you're a rapper. I mean, you can say, okay, I'm just, you know.
Like, that ass ain't even my color.
Oh, that's
no,
so funny.
It's gonna be covered, so we won't see it anyway till it take it off.
Something tells me Gary already has one.
Gary, do you have a butt pad?
Well, you can come find out.
All right, moving on.
All right, all right. The royal family is often described as being pretty stupid, but it seems like they're trying to change that, y'all. For King Charles and Queen Camilla are going to visit Samoa, that's right, like the cookies, the Girl Scout cookies.
That's where they're from.
Yeah, later this month. So they hosted a reception where the king busted out his Samoan moves. Watch this. He got the beat. Y'all thought the man had one foot in the grave and one foot out. The man got the beat, dog. Okay, now Gary's uncle Chucky is 75 years old. So what do y'all think of his on beat dance moves?
I mean, he won't be on Dancing with the Stars.
He could be. He got the beat, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm like, y'all thought they said he was sick and.
I thought so. He was decrepit and old.
Yeah. And look at him, honey, doing the snake. Or is that the worm?
It's like more like a Hawaiian.
Yeah, like
the aloha.
Yeah. That's the most movement I've seen him do in years.
Yeah, me too.
He looks good.
And they gave him a weave?
No. All right, y'all, it is time for Didn't See Dish Counting. Okay, on a recent United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Houston, a passenger had a medical emergency and the plane had to make an emergency landing in Albuquerque. Mm. The passengers got meal vouchers, but the restaurants in the airport were getting ready to close. So the pilot saved the day by getting 30 pizzas delivered from a local pizza shop. Oh. Now, reportedly, the 153 passengers were served in order of their seat assignments, first class, and the pilot made sure they all ate before he made himself a plate. Have you guys ever heard anything like that?
Oh,
never happened
so
to you?
Sweet.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
What airline was this?
United, wasn't it?
That's the most United thing they've ever done.
Yeah.
Because all they've ever done is give me a hard time anytime I've ever flown United. Listen. Like, they're not my favorite airline.
You get on Southwest, it's just like a buffet. They're like, come on through, and everybody like runs in.
I've definitely seen like Delta pull the card out if the plane has to re-taxi back to the gate and everybody has has to get off while they figure out why we can't leave. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, they bum rush those carts.
Mm-hmm. What's United's logo?
We love to fly in it shows?
No, that's Delta. Delta love to fly in it shows. And American is something special in the air.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
What is United's? Do you know?
That's what I'm asking. I don't know. What is
United
it?
We stand?
Divided I don't know if they fall. Have that anymore.
What?
A slogan.
Really?
When the last time you flew United? Exactly.
Well, up next, y'all, is basketball superstar Angel Reese, honey, in major debt. Find out who might be coming to collect right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now move over, all y'all young hot gals, because comedian Dion Cole says there's nothing more satisfying than a good old seasoned woman.
Whoa.
All right, I don't know what that is, but we're finna find out. Well, Dion stopped by the Breakfast Club and shared how he would take a vintage woman over a younger woman any day. And it was his lucky day because the Breakfast Club surprised Dion with a vintage Miss Stephanie Mills. Yeah. Check out his very exciting reaction to seeing Miss Mills.
Look at the way she is looking at him. That man has
Stephanie looks good.
Oh, she mean it. Baby. Sister said she meant that, honey.
She sure did. They played her song, Subbing the Way You Make Me Feel, honey. Miss Mills. Huh? Mm-hmm. She looks good.
She is good.
Yeah, 67?
Golly.
Oh, that's come on, TT.
Yeah.
So, Tanner, as part of the research committee,
honey. Oh, yes, that's right,
yeah. Okay, did you feel the heat when the vintage Miss Mills walked in the room?
Listen, a confident, mature woman does not hesitate. And I appreciated that in her. She just walked right up to him, and I was like, oh, look out, Dion.
Oh, I think you had you a Stephanie on your roster.
Yo, you think they gonna, like, you know, take this outside of the studio and do something about it?
No, hell, Dion looks scared. He looks scared of Miss Mills, honey. That was a shock. And I'll call him and tell him that. He looks scared.
Oh, my God.
I would have been intimidated, too, because, like, you don't expect somebody to come on so strong on first impulse.
Well,
they're coming on. She's coming on to make a little bit of a shock entrance, kind of put him in his place a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That's a 15-year age difference. But if anybody did this to any The Bachelor contestant, they're gonna end up in that room.
Oh, yeah. The fantasy suite?
It's definitely giving Marcus, darling.
Oh, Lady Eloise?
Eloise,
I'm not wearing any panties, Marcus.
Well, Shaquille O'Neal and WNBA star Angel Reese may have an amazing relationship. Mm. However, she now owes him $100,000. And no, it's not because of a deal going bad. So if you know anything about Shaq's career, you know it's his free throw skills are a little wonky, right? So watch what happens when Angel bets him $100K to make a shot.
$100,000 if you make this shot. Let's see.
Wop, wop.
You know we got skills, man. You know we got skills. You think Angel was gonna honor her bet? Or do you even think Shaq's gonna enforce it?
Well, he's not gonna enforce it. Shaq makes all the money.
And that's just her yearly salary, huh? They don't make that much.
Oh my Lord Jesus.
WNBA?
I don't know what it is.
If you're Caitlin Clark, you know what I'm saying?
If you're Caitlin Clark.
Angel Reese is on the level. She's definitely on the level. I don't know their salaries off the top of my head.
Mm. I saw so many montages of her missing shots. She should have played against him to see who would win the money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like a game of Shaq instead of a game of horse, just a quick.
Yeah, you know, from all the little key spots on the basketball court. Who you think would have won in that situation?
Yeah, baby, them knees not the same. That's pop-up.
Yeah.
He known for those, heated commercials for the knees.
Yeah.
Go Icy Hot. He's known for getting with the general and helping to save some money.
Yeah. And Buick, honey, yeah.
Up next, I got a chance to chop it up with the celebrity just eliminated from The Masked Singer, the showbird, Yvette Nicole Brown. So bring it right back.
All right.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. And last night on The Masked Singer, it was Footloose night. And unfortunately, the showbird went home. But it's all good because we get to chat with this star. Please welcome the artist formerly known as the showbird, actress Yvette Nicole Brown. What up, queen?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Yo, the crazy thing is, like, you never know who's under the mask.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were revealed, it was like,
But of course, because a lot of people don't know about your singing roots and your background and all that.
Yeah, I actually got started when I was a teenager. I was signed at around the same time Boyz II Men got signed with Michael Bivins. So I started my career as a singer and then kind of put it aside and started acting. So this was my first time back with my voice somewhere.
Now, when you were approached to do the show, what was your first initial reaction?
You know what's funny? I've been asked to do The Masked Singer for probably 12 seasons now. I'm friends with Ken Jeong, and I was a guest judge one year. And I, you know, singing's so precious to me. I didn't know if I would ever get behind the mask because it's just a special, it's really special for me. It's my first love. And so this season, I felt like it was time, and I thought Ken had suffered enough. It's time for him to actually guess my name and it actually be me for a change.
Now, you know, when you're sitting up there in costume and you're hearing the different guesses that the judges are throwing out there, were you shocked by any of those?
You know, when they said Jennifer Hudson, I was like, come on, y'all, this is an Oscar winning EGOT. You know, but it's funny, I was on Jennifer's show and I joked about it. I was in the running to be Effie before she got the role that changed her life as an actor. So it kind of was nice that her name was said at the same time. But yeah, it was like, I think they guessed Taraji P. Henson and Kerry Washington. And I wish I had both of their bodies. And Taraji's voice is amazing. So it was really great, great guesses, but they were wrong. It was me.
What was the craziest lie you had to tell to cover up being on the show?
You know, no one on my team aside from my manager knew. And so my schedule's always really busy because I'm concerned about the, you know, campaigning, and there's a lot of things I want to do for the election and all that. And so, and also I'm a caregiver. So there was a lot of like, can you watch daddy for the 5 hours today? And 5 hours. So there were a lot of things like that. But thankfully my fiance knew. So he was able to pick up a lot of the slack while I was sneaking around.
Now, with the costume, the showbird, right?
Yes.
What made you go with that one? And was there some other options that were close?
Well, we wanted to punk Ken Jeong for a minute. So there was a chance that a showbird would have been in a doctor's uniform. But then I wanted to be cute, too. So I said, let's go on and show this little waist this showbird has. So let's not do the doctor's coat. So that was the one change. We were going to make her a doctor.
Beyond what's going on right now with the masking and all that, what can we expect next from you?
Well, listen, I'm super excited that Inside Out 2 is finally out on DVD. And I voiced Coach Roberts in that. And it's the number one animated film ever, which is really crazy. And then I've got a great film with Anderson Paak called K-Pops. I play his mom, his very young looking mother. And it's Anderson's directorial debut. It's him and his son, Sol Rashid. And it's a really funny musical movie set in LA and Korea. It's called K-Pops.
You said Inside Out is the number one, number one movie on streaming?
Number one animated film ever.
It's also the number one movie in my house. Like my 6-year-old, the second that it was available for VOD, you know what I'm saying? We had that. So like, yo, you were getting mad play up in the crib.
Well, I love that.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And make sure you catch The Masked Singer every Wednesday on Fox, because you never know who's under the mask. And don't move, because there's more Dish Nation after the break. Thank you, Yvette Nicole Brown.
Thank you. This was so nice. I love meeting you. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. It's our last story of the day, so
Dish is here.
Okay, all right, listen up, guys. One Oklahoma man who I have no relation to, Gary.
Oh, you don't?
I'm not totally positive, I might. He took his court date very seriously, so Cody with a K, Adams, did not have a ride to court. And after asking around at a gas station for a ride, he spotted an unattended emergency truck left running. Well, Cody decided to borrow the truck to make it to court, but cops tracked down Cody for the theft just as he was walking into court. But guys, this ends well. This ends really well, because after arresting Cody for stealing the truck, cops did make sure he was in time for his court appearance, handcuffed and everything.
Okay.
Now, if you're wondering what he was originally going to court for, it was grand theft auto.
Please get out of here.
So, full circle moment for Cody. He had to be to court for stealing a truck, and he stole the truck to get to court.
Oh, that is so touching.
Aww.
You're from Oklahoma, aren't
That's
you?
Right.
Were
That's
your
right.
parents not near that?
No, this city I spent a lot of time in.
Really? Yeah, I kind of resemble to live here. Yeah.
A lot of times when people be like, yo, I need a ride somewhere, like, I don't be believing them.
And you don't believe them?
No.
Hey, but also,
every
look.
Now and then it's true.
He's in the front seat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he's Cody.
They'd have had me in a trunk.
Yeah.
They would have me in an ambulance, honey.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Cody. He don't mean no harm.
Cody. Yeah, Cody with a K. Yeah. Tanner's cousin.
Yeah. They steal cars.
Yeah.
Yo, I'd have been like, I pay taxes. I should be able to use these public vehicles.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you for letting us steal your time today. We'll see you guys next time. Bye. Don't steal no cars.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.